New Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the a special episode of Popular Side Pod. Special. Yeah, we got there eventually. We are going to be running through our favourite ever 11s. So, anyways, introduce ourselves. I'm Fingal.
Hello, I'm Carl.
Yeah, right. I'm Dylan.
I'm Andrew.
By the way, I've got a point, but I don't have to make it on the podcast. I'll just tell you later. It's nothing like bad or anything. It's just that, you know, right, if I say, just a conversation between us at this point. Right, so if I say, you know, two people that have listened to it, right, they're in the year below, right?
And?
I know one person you're talking about.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were listening to it the other day.
Hello!
Like,
welcome.
Apparently I say swag one, right, in one of them.
Yeah. No, not just one of them.
Yeah.
A majority.
There's sent me multiple messages on Snapchat saying swag one.
SH.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
and videos of them saying it. I'm like, I didn't.
Can we block people? Can we block like IP addresses from listening to it? Like, if we're gonna get it wrong,
because
I think you have to be a bit. You have to be lacking a few things to be misspelling that. Anyway,
it was just awful.
Hello, anyway. Thanks for the listens.
No. Anyway, gonna do this very simple. We're gonna say a position, then we're gonna go over action. What formations have we all done? I've done a 4-2-4.
I have done a 4-2-3-1.
I've done a 4-3-3.
A 4-3-3. You've done a
4-3-3.
That is not a 4-3-3. Yeah, it is actually. 4-3-3. Yeah.
I've done a 4-4-2.
Sorted. Right, so I'm guessing we all have goalkeepers.
Andrew might not.
Right, goalkeepers.
He does.
Who have you got?
Edwin van der Sar.
Dylan.
Iker Casillas.
Buffon.
I've gone for Adam Collins.
That's nice.
X-Reds. Right, I need to try and remember this. X-Reds. Carlisle.
Oof. You haven't played for them, Dil.
Rotherham. No. Dundee. United. And Newcastle keeper. He never played a game for New. Go on, Dil, say it into the microphone, don't be scared.
Jude Buffon's first name.
Gianluigi.
Yes! Well done.
Right.
That was good, that, Andrew. Yeah. Look at him.
I'm just going to say something, though. You can't really whisper in a room full of microphones.
Yeah, I just didn't want
you could try.
Yeah, just. I met him when I was a really nice man. Best keeper I've seen at Reds. Scored a penalty past him.
Definitely didn't let you.
Well done. Oh. Well done, Carl. I was 9.
Oh, to Scott Carson.
Never seen him play. He cost us a spot a year in 2008.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Go on.
What you want me to say? Why I've picked Van der Sar? Just iconic keeper. Probably most iconic keeper that I've ever seen. And just even a dumb player for Chelsea. I think 90% of my team does. Or has. Yeah. It's just. Probably my favourite keeper ever, really. Even better than Cech. So,
not gonna lie, I don't really have a big backstory, but I really like Iker Casillas, really. But I always just thought he was a really good goalkeeper. And I always thought he was a decent person as well, in general. So I always just sort of like Casillas for that. And he's
one of the two Spanish team that's nice ever.
Yeah. And, you know, he won, you know, a fair amount of
him and Cesc.
And, yeah, just... That's about it, really, in all fairness. I also heard a story about... I think it was his, like, dad had won the lottery. And then, like, when he was younger, and I think he forgot to cash in the ticket, or he had lost it or something. So, yeah, that was quite a funny story as well.
What a nice story.
It's not a nice one, but I just thought...
Honestly, Buffon's just been at the top of his game for, like, 40 years. He's just best
keeper in the world. He's 42, since he was 2. He's been... Yeah, to be fair, he's currently definitely not the top 10 keepers in Europe.
I thought he only came into his thing, like, not that long ago. Really?
No, he didn't.
He was always good.
He was world class. He was at Parma at like 20.
Wasn't he the record signing for a goalkeeper?
He held it
like 40 million. He held it
until
20 years ago.
Whoever Liverpool signed.
No, I don't know, 40 million. Wouldn't have been that much.
No, it was.
Are you sure?
It was up there. Like, late 30s.
be kept.
I'm googling this.
Oh my god, it doesn't matter.
We'll disprove people.
Yeah. Right, so we've got Collins, Van der Sar, Casillas, and Buffon.
Bit of a weird mix. To be fair. Yeah. Do you reckon there's going to be any crossover? Like, don't save these if you know, but do you reckon there's going to be anyone from like mine that you guys have?
Probably
like,
not. No.
Yeah.
Definitely not. No.
Maybe. Maybe right. One half put. Maybe.
Left backs. We've all got left backs, haven't we?
Yep.
Right, I've gone for Stuart Pearce.
I've gone for Jose Boswinger.
I've gone for John Arnarisa.
Honestly, I couldn't think of one, so I just went Ben Davis.
Fair enough.
He's alright, I guess.
It's not how good they are, because mine would be absolutely dreadful.
Because you could just pick Marcelo Fingal.
No, I'm saying if we were to just pick Beth, I'd pick this.
Nah.
Stuart Pearce, like, he's even in my Twitter bio, I've got his Stuart Pearce wannabe. And, yeah, brilliant defensively, brilliant going forward. It's iconic. Yeah, I mean, there's not really much else to say about him. Just love him.
Fair enough. Is it my turn?
Yeah. It's going.
Right, sound.
Clockwise.
Yeah, for me, Boz, you know, Boz the main man.
He's like kind, it's just kind of
that
name.
One player that he won a lot, and you just kind of question how. Like, I bet you just look around and like, what is going on? Because he was pretty awful, but he was funny.
He
was alright, I guess.
When he moved to QPR, he was on higher wages than every player at Milan.
See? Like, he's just won loads of stuff at Chelsea, and everyone questioned why and how.
It's almost as if he was motivated by money.
Yeah, but he actually used to do stuff. He wasn't that bad of a player. He was decent. He was a good laugh. And a crucial part of the Chelsea team when we were actually good. So,
deal.
Well, I went for John Arnarisa. Because I always thought he was quite passionate about the club. But I always thought he was brilliant, like, defensively and also going forward. Like, the way he could hit a ball was, like, just...
Brilliant all-round player, you know.
Works in the system.
You'd finished.
To be honest, I don't really have anything else more to say. I just thought
that goal against Man United, that free kick.
Oh, he could hit a shot. Good John.
No, but he could,
John,
like...
John Mon. Can have that.
He could hit a football there, like, top
corner. He could hit a football.
Just punches it.
So a foot like a traction engine.
I always quite liked him.
Fair enough.
Andrew?
See, with Tottenham, like with Pochettino, we always just have excellent fullbacks. He just makes good fullbacks, and just Ben Davis, he's just a hell of a player. Excellent. And what he does, attacking, defensive, just amazing. And also, he's a Spurs player.
Thanks.
I think I've more just picked my team from pure banter, really. Maybe except for one of the centre-backs. But I think the rest of them are actually either like unreal or just funny. So, yeah.
Moving on to centre-back. So I've got Kyle May and Mamadou Sakho.
Well, you're saying two at once?
Well, yeah, it's your centre-back pairing. We'll play four at the back.
Well, I'm going Slabhead, a.k.a. Harry Maguire.
Who hates being called Slabhead.
Funny though, innit?
Hate it.
Why are being called a capitalist Fingal? But you shout that at me.
I say it once, quite quietly.
And John Terry. Yeah,
I've went for Daniel Agger and Jamie Carragher.
And I have went for Harry Maguire and Ledley King.
Hey, we've got a crossover.
Alright. I've gone for Carl May. I mean, Red's all-time appearance holder. Nice man.
Nice man.
Just a very, very nice man. Quite up.
Same with John Terry.
In a way, don't compare him to Carl May. Yeah, when he came back this season, as much as I am annoyed the fact we're having to get back a 36-year-old who retired twice, it's nice to see him back in a red shirt playing. Mamadou Sakho.
Does he get in the team?
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
Not nice. Yeah. Quite happy we're not talking about Reds this week. Mamadou Sakho, just... Went to see Palace first time, last minute of a game. Kabay hits a shot, comes off the post, ricochets. Sakho! In your words, you thought the dream was dead.
We thought it was over. Thought this is the end. No this more. Is gone. For us. Sakho comes out of nowhere. Bang. Wha-bang. Thank you. End of the game.
When he first game, was a brilliant defender and finally managed to display Scott Dan in that side. Under Allardyce. Yeah, go on.
Well, obviously, we've got to go Harry Maguire for what he'd done for England in the World Cup. bit of a legend. Also, a quality meme, you know. He loves a laugh. He's very self-aware. He's up for a bit of banter. He's Harry, and I do like him. He's a nice lad. I rate the fact he stayed at Leicester. Hopefully, he doesn't go at United. And
won't go after this season.
Yeah, true. And John Terry, just for what he done for the club. Really, not a great person. To be fair, you'd only need some reports of him being dead nice to, like, you know, ball boys and, like, people, like, mascots and stuff.
Yeah, just...
Good with kids and that. Ignore what else he done.
Let's read around the other occurrences.
Maybe he just didn't like Wayne Bridge.
Or the Ferdinand brothers.
All of his other teammates.
He likes Rio.
Yeah, now.
Kind of.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, legend, so...
So I've went for Daniel Agger and Jamie Carragher because I always quite like Daniel Agger because he always like...
You're reading the script, Dil.
No, I've actually got a quote here from him.
Alright, fair enough.
From who?
Daniel Agger.
Oh, I like it.
So you'll find it a bit cringy. Yeah, I like it.
That's preparation,
I do like his commitment.
Dil's nothing wrong with preparation.
Go on.
Sublime.
But the quote was, "I love the club like I love my family members." I told it right.
Change your mind.
I don't like it. I to be here and nowhere else. Like, because he's also said, like...
Didn't he move?
Yeah, but he moved because he
boiled
club.
Yeah.
It's like he moved to go to Chelsea, is he?
Hey, I wouldn't want Daniel Agger to be honest.
He's calm. He never said he said he would never move to like any other club, and basically that he would always, you know, like stay at Liverpool because he's committed to the cause and that.
And he lied.
Also a Trent tattoo.
He moved back.
And he went back to his boyhood club. Scum.
To help them when they're in dire financial trouble. Yeah. Scum. 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 Scum.
But no, I always really like Daniel Agger, and same with Carragher as well. Because even when, like, coming to the end of Carragher's career, like, when he was on the bench a lot for Liverpool, like, he never really considered leaving. Instead, he just, like, kind of hung up his boots, which...
Good leader as well, Jamie Carragher.
Well, he always said that Carragher was, like, you know,
he ran the much Gerrard. He ran the dressing room for me, from what I've heard, anyway, you know.
I think him and Gerrard both did.
I think it's more that, like, I think you'd want to, like, play for Gerrard. In the sense that, like, I want to impress him, you know what I mean? Carragher's just screaming at him, but all right then, we'll get this job done.
I always, like, admired his efforts in, like, the Champions League final as well, in 2005, because, like, he was one of the main reasons why we ended up actually winning that game. Because, yes, we did concede three.
Did you win? You haven't mentioned it.
Actually, technically, we didn't win.
Yeah.
It goes down as a draw.
Right, let's not get into technical terms then. We won all...
Pretty technical, that. We calmed down.
But, no, I've always admired him as a football player.
Well, I've always thought that Daniel Agger and Jamie Carragher's defensive abilities were like the spitting image of each other. Got Andrew Bidund!
Can I just say, I don't like Jamie Carragher because he put a bit of arse tackle on Joe Weller in the Wembley Cup, so...
I respect him even more for that. I love him for that. I don't want to get up. Go on, Andrew.
You see, I've gone for Harry Maguire the same reason, Carl. He's just iconic. And if in 20 years his face is not on the £50 note...
20?
Or the 20.
No, 20 years?
Yeah, if his face isn't on the £50 note...
They haven't redesigned the £20 note in 50 years, I will be very annoyed.
The picture of him on a... like
the unicorn.
Yeah, unicorn. That got rejected.
Him and Jord.
That really annoyed me. And Ledley King, the no cartilage captain, he's just a Tottenham legend. He's stuck at the club. He was our captain.
And the fact he played for 4 years with no cartilage in his knee.
Yeah.
And also he's just bone against bone.
Yeah, and he still does a lot of stuff for the club.
He's a great ambassador for the club.
Yeah, he plays He comes to every game and does every charity event.
But is he as good as our club ambassador, Michael Owen?
Yes, next question.
So. Even better.
Definitely.
imagine him coming into your scum giving a motivational talk, Michael Owen.
No, I remember when I first kicked the ball.
I scored.
I was playing a game of football, whatever it was, I swear.
And the ball eventually went into the back of the net, and that's when I knew.
You couldn't tell much passion in your voice.
And that's when I knew that I'd just kicked the ball.
Yeah. Right. Right back, so I've gone for Jake Simpson.
Branislav.
Yeah, same, Branislav.
Trippier.
Jake Simpson. very similar to Trippier, really, in style of play, not obviously not in ability.
Obviously, he's better than Trippier, God.
Clearly. I think he was. He should have been playing at least like Conference Premier football, which being a level below League Two. I got really annoyed when he left because he left for to be a medical person at Chesterfield, which fair enough to him. Like, that's gonna doing what he loves and being paid for it. Good on him. And but I think he scored my favourite goal ever for Reds against Skelmersdale New Year's Day.
Oh. Here we go.
Wind and rain, absolutely lashing towards the Derwent.
He didn't do it on a rainy day and scores, sir.
No, he didn't do it in Skelmersdale, did it at Borough Park.
Did do it on a rainy
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. Raining cats and dogs, windy.
I haven't heard that in ages. Stop wiggling the wine.
Just going and corner, he takes it. Goes straight in from the corner.
Oh, is it this one? The one where Ryan Plaskett made a YouTube video.
I don't know.
Thanks for the memories.
No, that was Nathan Waters in Yimhill.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Close enough, same block.
Not really, no. Nathan Waters is a striker. Jake Simpson. Also, he was the last good set piece taker we had.
Until they signed me.
So, Carl,
so never.
Onto
yeah, going on to. I do the transitions, Carl, onto you.
Branny, you know, legend of the club, is our Bran.
I mean, this can count for both of you as well because it's going to be a similar point, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
It's just because, for me it was like him, John, you know, John Terry and Petacek that like ran the dressing room, and Frank Lampard, of course, in like the golden age.
Go on,
the golden era. So,
we don't need the whole backstory.
He never had a lot of talent, but he was hard. So he just kicked the ball away and kicked people. Basically, he couldn't really run, but he could actually attack fairly well. To be fair.
Have you seen that video where it's like some like the Chelsea players together and I think they're doing some sort of like appeal, and I can't remember the word that Branislav says, but like Hazard like breaks down in tears and just starts laughing.
Yeah, because it's like the most broken English.
Yeah.
It was
so funny.
Yeah.
Andrew,
honestly,
brilliant player, you know, legend.
Go on, Andrew,
I think we can all
major
say
point.
Our life peaked at 5 minutes into a game of England versus Croatia.
Trippier. Yes,
if the world had ended there, I'd have died happy, to be honest. Best summer of our life.
Kane had just squared that ball to Sterling, we'd have gone on and had an embarrassing defeat in the World Cup final to France.
At least we'd have got there. Mm. More heartbreak, I know, but it would have been nice. I think it's the
thing. They got revenge this weekend, though. Down, 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 down. Ever seen that? No, fine.
I think it's generally the best summer we will ever have.
Oh, yeah.
Till we win it in the next
no,
round.
The best summer ever. Love Island was going on, right?
Yeah, you're not selling it to anyone who like is only just coming to football now.
Kieran Trippier doing bits. Harry Kane. Aaron Maguire was the nation's loved one. Jordan Pickford, the Queen wanted to marry him. It was crazy. What a crazy summer we had.
Yeah, you got anything else to...
Amazing player.
What a goal it was.
Oh, it was beautiful.
As soon as he was walking up to that, you thought to yourself, surely not.
Can we just...
Surely,
I've got one more
surely the dream's dead at 0-0 5
oh, no,
surely.
Shut up.
Right.
Let him make his point.
Can you name other right-backs better than Kieran Trippier? Because I could only think of two.
Sergio, Kyle Walker.
Sergio Roberto.
See,
Dyer Carvajal.
I thought of Kyle
Aaron
Walker.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
And Carvajal.
Aspilicueta.
I don't think he's as good as Trippier.
Aspilicueta.
Fair enough.
Jake
doesn't he play centre back?
Oh. Oh, right, it doesn't. It's not on best. It's on what you like most. And fair enough. You like. I think we all like Trippier.
Yeah.
Right. So sorted. How many midfielders do we have?
Two. Three.
Five.
No.
Three.
Right. So you. I'm going to do my midfield two.
Right,
you can do your defensive midfield two, and then you can do. Don't let us have a look at your thing. That'll be too hard. And you can go through your three then. You go through your three. You go through your three. We go through our two.
Alright, so you still do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go. I've got Phil McClucky and Mille Jedinak.
Modric and Eriksen.
Right. Clearly, mine's better. Phil McClucky.
Who has a better beard?
I don't think actually Jedinak shaved it off recently.
I
don't know
Modric
why.
Doesn't have one, so.
McClucky, beautiful bald boy. Was playing consistently when I first started going until 2 years, to about 3 years ago when he, because he just constantly like broke his leg. Comes back last season.
Sad when that happens to a player. Like
The fact that it wasn't just like, oh, ankle injury, like he broke his leg once and he was like, no, broke his leg. I think he broke his leg again and then did something to his ankle and just went, no, this isn't worth it, this. But comes back last season, FA Trophy, bang with his head. Because he was a bald head, he had like this big brown spot on it. Iconic.
Decent.
Milo Jedinak, passionate, probably the vice captain in this.
Well, I haven't picked a captain.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking now it'd probably be.
What are you doing?
It'd probably be one of my strikers now, but I'll get on to him later. Beautiful free kick against Liverpool at facing the Ormsdale. Runs away. Yes.
Beautiful. Oh,
Andrew.
Modric is just probably the best centre mid in the world.
Possibly going to win the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. Got to a final with Croatia. Amazing. Ex-Spurs player. Ignore the fact he had to sue us to leave.
Ignore the fact he probably hates us.
Ignore that.
Definitely hates them.
He was amazing. And Eriksen, he's just like the heart of our current side. Like, our team just doesn't work without him. The best player in it.
Yeah. Yeah, probably, to be
right,
fair.
Right, you two.
I'll go, Dale. So I've got Michael Essien, Frank Lampard, and Cesc Fabregas.
Dale.
Well, I went for Xavi Hernandez, Steven Gerrard, and Andres Iniesta.
Right, I'll go first. Michael Essien, what a man! Right, he's overrated. No, he's not, Dylan. Just because I think he's just more of that. Like, he's like him and Deco. Deco doesn't make it in his team, spoiler, but it's just because they were actually really, really iconic playing for Chelsea. They were good, but they were never amazing. It's just Essien. We scored that goal against Barcelona. We thought, maybe we can, but of course, you know, handballs don't count apparently in the box.
We're not here for you to have a go at Barcelona.
Don't like him. Yeah, what a man he was, Michael Essien. Ramirez was close to getting in the midfield, just to clarify. He was good. Lampard. One of the best centre mids of all time. Chelsea through and through. Broke my heart when he scored against us for City. Shattered us. He broke him as well, you could
go
tell.
On.
And then Cesc, he's just banter, isn't he? He's just a right laugh. He's Cesc. You can actually tell he does love the club. Like, you can just tell. He's a good lad. He's a good laugh.
He likes throwing pizzas at managers.
He likes throwing pizzas at managers. He's actually had a decent career as well. He's just sound, so you've got to chuck him in there.
Dylan?
Well, look, I'll start with Gerrard. And obviously, he was... See, if I say the word that he was dedicated to the club, then you'll just bring up the fact that he nearly moved to Chelsea in, like, 05. But
he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't, and he stayed with us. Like, he probably would have stayed with us till the end of his career.
I'm quite glad we didn't get him, to be honest.
What?
Even Lampard in midfield wouldn't have worked.
It would have.
No, it didn't work.
Yeah, no, but the reason why it didn't work was because they played for different teams. Like, they didn't...
What?
They didn't really...
They played for England together?
The entire French squad plays for different teams, still. They won a World Cup pretty easily.
Yeah, but it's like, they would, like, I don't know who would say, I think it was like Rio Ferdinand that were like talking about it. Like, during the time of the Golden Generation, like, they used to all just sit away from each other when they were eating and things like that. Like, they never really communicated with each other.
They could have hated each other more if they spent more time together.
No, because it would have brought...
Gerrard could have murdered Lampard for all we know.
Yeah. Lampard would have had Gerrard.
No.
Yes.
Gerrard's much harder than Lampard.
I swear Lampard's got like 10 inches on Gerrard.
What? Lampard's a public school boy.
Ah, they do boxing there, don't they? Rugger. No.
Yeah. And he clearly didn't do rugby because he ended up as a footballer.
Well, I mean, I played rugby and I'm not a rugby player. What's your point?
Well, he obviously wasn't built for rugby, was he? Just because Mikey plays rugby. I'm not backing him in a fight with Lee Halfpenny, am I?
They've got another match sooner.
We have.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. They've got another rugby match.
I just hit the mic there, I know. Sorry.
Right.
Really,
you know,
anyway.
He was always passionate about the club, and he always wanted what was best.
Don't let this slip now.
Don't let it slip now. Go on. go on to Xavi and Iniesta, because it basically comes as a package.
Yeah, I was going to talk about them both together.
Well, do it then.
I think it's sad that Xavi retired before Iniesta.
He hasn't retired.
Yeah, he's playing guitar.
Well, final left.
Right, sorry, no. He has retired. He's playing in Qatar.
Yeah.
I think the two of them together, I think it's like the best midfield pairing that I've ever watched. But go on, name better ones.
He wasn't just...
Golo Kanté and Ross Barkley.
Just, yeah. Right, so, you know, right, you know.
Like, the two very of them together had, like, so much chemistry, like, between them. And
on FIFA, perfect link, are they still?
Yeah, just please, oof. I want to get onto wingers. Right, wingers.
I reckon we just wing this one.
Right, left wing. I've gone Scott Allinson. Who've you gone?
Do, Scotty Allinson.
Who've you gone for?
No, it's Scotty Allinson.
Oh,
what? Allinson.
I was wrong.
Go on.
Dylan was right.
Just Hazard, thing.
Eden.
Ronaldinho.
Bale.
Right. Scott Allinson.
Did Bale play on the left for you?
Yes.
Yeah. He was a left back.
Oh yeah,
yeah, then moved to left mid and then moved to right wing.
I remember everywhere. That goal the last day of the season. It was like his last appearance for Tottenham.
What? He's not, we're not on him yet.
Hold on, why haven't you picked Danny Rose for your left back? That goal, oof.
Right, I swear, man. We'll get on to that now.
Well, you picked the wrong one.
Scott Allison, Ginger Messi, very good. Season we got to the playoff final, on fire. Probably should have actually moved to Carlisle and would have actually progressed in his career, but chose not to. Honourable, but a bit stupid. Pick up Scott Allison.
Big lad. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Hazard, the young goat, yeah. He's going to be the greatest ever, definitely. turn my mic off. Okay, I thought you turned my mic off. No, he's just good, and he could have left, and he probably will, but he hasn't yet. So I still like him.
He has said he will, but he's not done it yet.
He hasn't done it yet. even when he does, I'm still gonna like him.
Like he's just by the door, and he's like, I'm close to leaving. And you're like,
no, but as long as he doesn't do a Courtois done, he's like, oh yeah, they're awful, kissing the badge and that. No, we made you, son.
Yeah,
you know. But I don't think Eden's like that. I think he's actually quite nice. He's funny as well. Mm. I think he does love the club, and he'll continue to love it when he goes to bigger and better things. Because there's only so much Chelsea can give him, especially now. You know.
Gets to the car doesn't work. He's like, oh no, well, we're staying longer.
I assume he'd fly to Spain, Dylan, from Chelsea.
Yeah, drive to the airport.
Yeah, you got to drive to the airport.
No, I guess I won't pick him up in the plane.
Come on.
Well, I've went for Ronaldinho. I always quite liked him, watching him, because...
We didn't get to watch these players that much. It makes me sad. Like,
so
the Roberto Carlos's, even the Makalele's, the Dinos, the Ronaldo's, it's like, all, like Raul.
Like, just something about him, he was just so good. Like, the tricks that he could perform and the runs that he would go on, he was just someone else. He was so good.
His goal against us as well, that's fun.
Well, I wouldn't exactly class that as a good goal. I would say that was more Seaman's, like, miss.
Seaman's inability to jump.
Yeah.
And the fact it was not a good goal, it was a fluked cross.
Even so, you take it.
Sort of like missing.
Yeah, I'm not going to go over try and get FIFA to overturn that goal and say, don't count it, lads.
Well, we won that World Cup then.
No, because we've...
Nah, we won the World Cup. Well in, lads. What a win.
No, I just sort of... I thought Ronaldinho was basically the complete package. He could do... quite a lot up
he's,
front when he came
he's like actually a decent player, like sort of player person as well, like,
yeah.
Sound.
I think in one of his contracts he had
stories about him.
Yeah. And his current views on the Nazi president of Brazil and the fact he supported him,
he's always like elf like young kids and that, and like
is he out?
He had a thing in his contract where he could like go out and party twice a week.
Hey, it's Seshed.
Aye, as long as you still played well, which you did. So
I mean, that was in the Brazil league. Do you really need to play well?
To be fair, to come from the Brazil league, you have to be quite tough.
Shut him up, Annie.
Go on. I don't know why to shut him up at his door. Go on.
Barely. He was just. It's just where Tottenham. That's where he became a superstar. Oh, hat trick against Inter Milan, amazing.
Didn't you end go on to lose that game?
Yes, but besides the point, it was iconic. The best moment in, like, Tottenham's history.
Oh. Winning the double. Like, the first team to do it since Preston.
Recent history.
In the 19th century.
Because we haven't got much.
Oh,
Again, though, that goal, the last game of the season, the last game for him in a Spurs shirt. And even though Tottenham didn't get top four that season, everyone still went wild when he'd scored that goal. He gets a good team, top corner.
Who's booing when their own player scores a goal,
though? Oh, get out, we don't want you anymore.
Oh, we didn't even get top four.
Again, had to sue us to leave, but besides the point.
I'm quite annoyed because I forgot to put someone in.
Who's that?
Andre, are you?
Andre Arshavin.
Why is like Andre Arshavin?
Scored four past Liverpool.
Anyway, right wing. I've gone for Wilfried Zaha.
Pedro.
Messi.
Mata.
Right, Wilf Zaha.
Packy Mata.
Palace's greatest player of all time. I think everyone in Palace is now like.
Ian Wright.
If you let me get on
to it. Southgate.
Everyone in Palace has now decided to subscribe to you, but yes, Zaha is the greatest you've ever had. Yeah, and he's done the exact same as Wrighty has, only he's resisted the offers from the clubs like the Chelsea's and your Arsenal's.
Ignore the fact he moved.
What?
Ignore the fact he moved.
Yeah, when he was young, he's come back. He's even better now, and he came back to us. He could have gone to Cardiff and got an even bigger.
I thought you were going to say Carlisle there.
Probably was an opportunity where he could have gone to Carlisle. I don't know.
They wouldn't have complained.
They would have. Oh yeah, 80 grand a week. I'm sure they could afford that.
Obviously not now, when he was at like Palace when he was like 15.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. To be fair, a smart thing that Palace did with, well, are currently doing with Zaha, is that they just keep increasing his like wage and time at the club.
You're staying.
Yeah.
Oh, go at the end of his season. That's why he signed a 5-year contract, so he could get a massive buyout clause on him.
Tottenham. He's changed his tune, hasn't he? A few months ago,
no,
he's not going.
Yeah, this season I said that I specifically said that I've said it numerous times this year that he's going to go at the end of this season.
Unlucky, that year's relegated.
No, because it was going to be specifically engineering a move to getting another player like Zaha. That's why we're selling
him.
I don't know, I'm not part of the Crystal Palace scouting department, am I?
Isn't anyone, is there?
Serloff, slips right in.
We've sat.
A winger that can play a striker is rapid as hell.
He doesn't play a strike.
That can.
We don't need him to play a striker.
I swear he's 30.
I don't know.
Come on.
Not true, actually.
Sancho.
Pedro. Again. Oh, yes, Jadon Sancho.
No.
Go, Pedro. Just... Bit of a lad, isn't he? He's a right laugh. Come from Barcelona to Chelsea, you've got to respect it.
Because Man United didn't.
Shut up. He's actually very good, like, for Chelsea. He actually always scores. I don't know how. But he's not good, but he does good. Which, you know, I just do like him as well. He's a bit of a lad. He's Pedro. I do like him.
So he's a lad. Dylan?
Yeah. Nice.
Messi. He's the GOAT. He just is. What?
I don't know.
Personally, for me, because I know you all have different opinions on, like, older footballers. And I respect Messi, greatest player of our generation by a country mile.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo's up there with him, but Messi.
Messi outclasses him, yeah. Of that much better player, but in my opinion, I prefer Maradona to him personally, as I've watched him. I've watched both of them play. Obviously, I've watched Messi play more. I've also seen Maradona play, and we're not here to discuss that. But yeah. You could argue he's a goat, yeah.
Just, you know, when the way he can just dribble with the ball, like, the ball basically just sticks to his feet, and again, when he comes
super
to attacking,
cool.
Basically.
Cheating.
Magnets on his toes.
Like, he can
ball's
just,
metal.
He can just do, like, everything when he comes to attacking.
Wrapped in tin foil.
He's such a good player. And he still is
Andrew.
Now.
Matter. He's just like a nice person.
He seems nice. Yeah.
Like the amount of charity he does, is amazing. And I think he's a part of a group of players that gives like I think 10% of his wage to charity each week.
Oh yeah, I could go on about that, Wolf. Uh-huh. Yeah, he gives 10% of his wage to like a refugee charity and donates another 10% to the women's team.
What was that thing that you like shared on Twitter?
Which
saying,
one?
Saying like some club in I think it's Germany. Like giving some money to like a cancer thing or something.
Oh,
or
yeah.
But money from like.
Oh, if we're going to get on a Richard Scudamore, I'll happily do it because I just.
Yeah,
we can get onto that next week because I have like a good 10-minute rant about it. About how just infuriating that is.
And honestly, Matt, he's just an underrated player. Like,
yeah, he was brilliant at Chelsea.
Although, just going to. If on the Richard Scudamore, Palace have declined to pay it. So Burnley, Southampton, and Cardiff.
Yeah, about that.
That's good.
Oh, you scummy little people. Oh, Scudamore, please.
Oh, yeah, because
we're struggling for money, so...
And even at United, he's just underrated. I just think he's, like, misused on the
I think he
shouldn't have left. He just shouldn't have.
No, he left to escape Mourinho, and then he somehow come back to Mourinho. Oh. Which happened.
Mourinho didn't want him, but he seems to want him now.
Well,
yeah, he's the only consistent player, really. Like, other than Lingard.
Oh, Jaylings.
No, it's that.
I hate yous both.
Anyway, striker...
Dylan.
Well, anyway, strikers. Me and Andrew, we've got two, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, you two have got one. So we'll do ours when you do... Actually, no, you do yours and then we'll do ours.
Right. Dil, you go first.
I've got El Nino... which I'm pretty sure means
a freak weather pattern in the South Pacific.
No, it's the boy or the kid. I can't remember which one.
It's the kid.
Yeah, the kid.
Fernando
Torres.
Right, I've got Giroud.
You want to go first?
No, you said yours.
Come on.
Right then. He was just like so good. Like,
is this the player that made you fall in love with football?
Yeah, probably. Like,
because I've got mine in here as well.
I don't really know how.
You've got unconditional love for him.
Basically. Like, when he like moved to Chelsea, like, my heart was broken.
You were, like, four? I know you were. You were, like, 10, weren't you?
Yeah, it was 2012. I know it's mental, isn't it? Yeah.
That's, like...
Theo Walcott's in his 30s. Just going to put that out there.
Like, Torres wasn't, like...
That's too recent, that.
Torres wasn't as good when he came to, like, moving to Chelsea, but he was still, like... You could say club hero, and he was one of the main reasons why the club was still doing all right, because it was under Roy Hodgson. It was under Kenny, I think, when he had left. Because he brought in Suarez after.
And Carroll.
And Andy Carroll. But he was always committed to the club, and he was always passionate about the club. And the only reason why he left the club was because he wanted to win trophies, which, in all fairness, looking back...
Which he did.
In all fairness, looking back, fair enough, because... He wasn't winning anything with that squad. I even admit that, because it was awful. So
I swear there's been times where Dylan said, like, oh no, I can't go and do that to win. So I'm going to hold this against you.
It really doesn't matter. Carl, please.
Just you're a bit of a hero, isn't he? So underrated, and he always scores, and it's nice.
Yeah. Anyway, quickly, me and Andrew, just gonna, because you two haven't got substitutes, have you?
Yeah, I do, but I don't mean it.
We'll just do managers and think. Well, we won't explain substitutes. Yeah, we're gonna do. Yeah, anyway, I've got Mick Harford and Johnny Wright.
I've got Ken and Berbatov.
Mick Harford, just shout out to my dad. Like, he's my dad's favourite player when he was growing up, and the second hardest man to ever play football.
Who's first?
Story about Billy Whitehurst. When he was playing for Oxford United, I think. Goes in half time, he's got a massive cut down from about his nose all the way down, basically his lips hanging off.
That's nice.
And the medic goes to him, oh, we need to get you hospital. He goes, no, I'm finishing this game. So he tells the physio to get a stapler and staple his thing shut.
That was the difference between hard and mental for me.
Mick Harford, you know the crazy gang of Wimbledon? Like, you know, they always used to play pranks on each other, like, put like fish in someone's car engine so it would make the car stink of fish. Like, chuck the trainers on the roof and lock them on the roof. No one ever touched Mick Harford's stuff once. To be honest, he was actually a semi-decent striker.
Quick question. It was a really specific question, this.
Yeah, go on.
I remember my dad saying, like, a chant was once, and when I was a kid, I can't remember. Was anyone rock hard that was massive and used to play for Rangers?
Graham Souness, Terry Butcher.
I think it might be Terry Butcher.
I'm not particularly up to date on my Rangers 1980s knowledge.
He doesn't seem hard.
And Johnny Wright, similar to thing, a player that made me fall in love with football.
Play for Red Sea.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say similar to Ronaldo's because he's not nowhere near him on class, but still, like, the fact he was there when I
similar player style.
Just loved him. I remember. He talked to me and my dad when we brought our dog to football and my dog wouldn't stop barking. Came off, I stroked my dog.
You mental. There. Wow. Andrew.
Berbatov, he's just...
Oh.
Classy.
Yeah, skillful, classy. He was just amazing. He could just do anything with the ball. Again, he also left us.
He had to sue you.
Yeah. No, I don't think he did, actually.
Yeah.
That overhead, who was that overhead kick he scored? You scored that against?
He was against Liverpool in the FA Cup, I'm pretty sure.
Brilliant finish.
Yeah, Sean.
And also, I don't blame any of these players for leaving because at the time, you know, we were like mid table.
You're brilliant.
Go on, what's your fun?
And Kane, he just marks the rise of Tottenham currently.
Haven't you got his name on all your Tottenham shirts?
No.
Lucky.
Have you got how many shirts you have on the back of? Just two?
Yeah, two.
Not fair enough.
Who'd you have on the other one?
No one.
I've got to get Kane on, no.
Right. So who's in substitutes? Just me and Dylan?
And me.
Alright.
Everyone but me.
No, don't explain, just go for it. I've got Dan Wordsworth, Scott Brown and Lee Griffiths. Fair to say, my team's not scoring many goals.
Nah, once Lee Griffiths comes on.
Who says he's getting on? My love affair.
I've got Pepe Reina, Luis Suarez, David Villa, Xavi Alonso and Thierry Henry.
I said three subs, Dylan Christ.
Yeah, well, I've picked
up.
Dylan's got the reserves as well.
Well, if I'm putting a keeper on then, I'm putting on Neville Southall. Yeah.
I've got David Silva, Defoe and Van der Vaart.
Oof.
Van der Vaart?
Just retired. There's a
fullback there. Manager,
I've got Kevin Keegan.
I've got Rafa.
Oh, Gareth Southgate.
Oh, Claudio Ranieri.
I think Kevin Keegan. I just like Kevin Keegan. I've seen him only once when he was at Newcastle and he left.
How about we go for favourite football fan ever? Because I've got one.
Who?
Andy Tate.
Yeah, probably Andy Tate. Although, no, Mark Olbridge is...
It's Andy Tate Troops, it's like after me.
I like Mark Olbridge.
Yeah, Andy Tate.
And I think I can't quite like DT.
Yeah.
No. Claude.
No, I like the...
And Claude as well.
I like Claude. The bellman from Portsmouth. Never seen him with his hat and a bell. I'd hate to sit next to him, to be honest, because he doesn't sit in the
Portsmouth have got some really good fans.
Yeah, but don't... they used to be a massive club, but... Yeah. I mean, the problem with him, doesn't stand with, like, all the other, like... people are singing, he sits in like the family stand and does it. It's like, just move, mate. It's not hard. Anyway, that's all. I think it was quite fun, that.
It was quite good,
yeah. Fair to say, mine, if this was in the league, mine would be getting relegated.
I instantly. Mine would definitely win the league title.
I think mine would definitely win a league title and probably a Champions League as well.
Right, I don't know why I brought this up. I just tried to make a slight joke about us getting relegated, but.
That's done. Anyway.
That's all from us this week. We'll be back next week with the Premier League action.
We are playing
Chelsea versus Tottenham.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one.
Palace versus United.
It's just gonna, like, we haven't lost all season. We're just gonna lose to yous, and it's gonna annoy me.
I think we're playing Wolves or something.
Fair enough.
That's a loss.
Anyway, that's all from us. I've been Fingal.
I've been Kyle. Pleasure.
I've been Dylan.
I have been Andrew. Working Till Academy Radio.